The European Union today begins imposing new tariffs on an array of goods from the United States, hampering efforts to reduce the U.S. trade imbalance. The tariffs result from a ruling by the World Trade Organization that certain tax breaks Congress gave U.S. exporters were unfair. Congress has had years to rescind the tax breaks, but in the face of intense lobbying, it so far has failed to do so. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
On the surface, Congress only has to drop one set of tax subsidies for exporters and replace them with other subsidies to achieve the same ends, without violating international trade law. It's easier said than done. There are an extraordinary number of layers to this political onion. On the outside, the trade issue and the sanctions, which will hit U.S. products from paper to pearls to nuclear reactors. Peel away that layer and you find a different issue. How to protect manufacturing jobs, even as Congress takes away a tax break that helped to make U.S. companies competitive. And that takes you quickly to the third layer, the money layer, where corporations are elbowing each other to get the new tax breaks. Getting rid of the old law would produce about $5 billion a year in new tax revenues, but no one expects Congress to keep the money. So the question is, who will get it? The early favorite has been manufacturers, since their job losses are causing political pain. But not even the members of the National Association of Manufacturers are in total agreement on this. Kimberly Pinter is the association's director of corporate finance and tax.
What we found is that in our membership, we have different members who would be helped by different things.
Another competing group is the Coalition for Fair International Taxation. It includes Hewlett-Packard and two dozen other big multinationals, and it wants more tax breaks to come their way. Then there's a group of big exporters also in the hunt. This group includes Boeing and Microsoft. They want the tax breaks, too. Perhaps, finally, there's a proposal to take the money and give everyone a tax cut. Everyone corporate, that is. Corporate taxes are already low, just 7.4% of federal revenues last year, according to the liberal think tank, the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities. It's the second lowest percentage in 69 years. The Senate is finally expected to take up its version of the bill next week. Finance Committee Chairman Charles Grassley wrote the bill.
Quite frankly, it's a short-term solution to an economic problem we have right now in manufacturing. And we are probably being unfair to some segments of the economy to help manufacturing.
But he says Americans want to stop the export of manufacturing jobs.
The country expects us to act.
And a lot of corporations expect to benefit. In fact, the House version of the bill is even more generous. All in the name of escaping those new European tariffs, stimulating the economy, and promoting manufacturing jobs in an election year. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.